Hello and welcome to Digital Decode. I'm Jody and today we're talking about the gender of artificial intelligence. We will be looking at Alessandro Dolfanti and Adam Arvidsson's book, Introduction to Digital Media. We'll explore how AI, often seen as neutral, actually reflects society gender biases. First off, let's be clear. AI doesn't actually have a gender. It's just code and algorithms, but the way we interact with AI through voices, names, and even avatars often feels gendered. Dolfanti and Arvidsson argue that technology, including AI, is shaped by the biases of its creators, who are often predominantly male. A key example is digital assistants like Alexa and Siri you always have on your phone, which are designed with female voices. This design subtly reinforces the stereotype of women as caregivers or helpers, reflecting ingrained gender roles in our society. And a fun fact to that, one of the first chatbots was Eliza, a program created in the 1960s at MIT to mimic a psychotherapist.
Hello, how can I help you today?
Think about it. When you hear a voice like that, do you immediately think of it as a woman? That's because we're projecting our ideas about gender onto these systems. It's not just about voices either. Some chatbots or digital avatars are given feminine names or visual cues that make us think of them as female. It shapes the way we interact with technology, often reinforcing traditional gender roles. But this brings up a bigger question. Should AI have gender at all? Critics argue that assigning gender to an AI perpetuates harmful stereotypes. If AI assistants with female voices are constantly taking on supportive differential roles, does this subtly reinforce outdated gender norms? On the other hand, having a neutral robotic voice might feel too impersonal for users, reducing trust and engagement. Gender bias in AI doesn't stop at a voice assistant. Dolfanti and Arvidsson point out that many AI systems are trained on biased datasets, reflecting real-world inequalities. For example, facial recognition software has been found to perform much worse for women and people of color because the data used to train these systems is often skewed towards white male faces. This not only makes these technologies less effective, but also reinforces gender and racial disparities. The solution, as stated by Dolfanti, is we need to question the neutrality of technology and push for more inclusive approaches to AI development. That means more diverse teams, more critical thinking about data we use, and designing systems that challenge rather than reinforce gender norms. AI is already reshaping our world, and if we want that world to be more equitable, we have to pay attention to who's building these systems and what biases they bring with them. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, we are here to decode the future. Until next time, ciao.